Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Wednesday. It is Whiskey Wednesday, baby, darling. But I'm not drinking whiskey, nah, honey. I'm drinking gumbo rum all the time, honey. Set my bar, people. Get up off your asses and set up my bar. Listen, it is Whiskey Wednesday, my darlings. It is September the 7th, 2022. It is 3 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone, and it's 4 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in India, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, and I do have members in the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Bhattai. Listen, this show is being brought to you by GumbaRum.com. 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 We do have two different flavors of Gumba Rum, natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and we also have natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Listen, you can visit us online at gumbarum.com for all your rum libation needs. And Gumbarum is the smoothest rum in Boston, honey. Listen, Steve Gum is the CEO and founder of Gumbarum. Listen, do me just a little favor on this afternoon. Go to Facebook. You know we on Facebook all day long having lunch and dinner and having our cocktails. Listen, use the keyword Fierce Female when the page comes up. Give it a like, and I would greatly appreciate it. Listen, we got a super bad artist on this afternoon, Indie Artist I Call. Listen, her music is going to be heard. Well, come on, Indie, pump it up. Yes, your music is being heard all over the world. I have independent artists I call, and you know what? She is a superstar of tomorrow. Her music is bad, 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 baby. Listen, this is a live show. It is not pre-recorded. Not pre-recorded. Listen, and when the music is going on, when the music is playing, you know what I'm doing on the flip side of the music, making connections and new opportunities for the artists. I'm going to tell you where the Spotify link is going to go. Going to send it out to some other network individuals and other radio stations. Yes, listen, she got some super bad music. I am telling you, she is a first-class act. Awesome music. I want y'all to check this out. This is Range Rover.
You can call me right back. I have something to do before. Okay? I know.
Wait. Check out the vibe, I'm in the right path. Turn up the light, I'm missing your type. My time, I'm fine, that. You guys don't mind, yeah. Wait, till I'm done, it's work. Wait, till I'm done, my work. Wait. Don't waste my time, drop the fire in my phone. I never ever gonna trust you anymore. So get away from me and just leave me alone. So get away from me and just leave me alone. Gonna waste my time for you, babe. More money, more life. I never thought that I'd be richer than you.
Range Rover, listen, independent artist icon is a superstar of tomorrow. She got some great music. It is polished and it is perfection. Listen, mix and match very well, and she does have strong vocals. Got some more music from her a little bit later on this afternoon during this episode. Listen, right now it's all about the Snoop Dogg. It's all about the Snoop Dogg. Y'all know I love me some Snoop Dogg. Listen, and you know I'm all about millionaire music. Let me tell y'all something. Listen, you don't have to be a star for an artist. I don't know why people think it's kind of pretty to be. I don't know where they get that idea from, and I don't know where people get the idea or the mentality to think to say I'm a star for an artist is something cute and pretty. Ain't nothing cute and ain't nothing pretty about being starving and not having enough. That is not cute and that is so ain't pretty. So listen. That's why I love my Snoop Dogg. I love Snoop Dogg. Listen, and I will be loving him until he's an artist or he retires or do whatever. Listen, let me put it this way. The reason why I love Snoop Dogg, y'all always hear me talking about Snoop Dogg pretty much every other day. It is because he has the right blueprint and the right marketing plan. And also, let me tell you something. When you are a talented artist such as Snoop Dogg, when you are a talented artist and you make a single and it's really great. It's banging. It's bad. I'm not just talking about something that you put together off the top of your head. And listen, I got so much to say about this. I'm going to try to wrap it up real quick. When you put out a nice song, a really, really great song that does very, very well, you know what happens? It opens other doors of opportunity for you. So you start off as an independent artist, and then you go into all different directions. Just like Snoop Dogg, he had a great song. He came out with a great song, right? And then he started going into all different directions. He has a great marketing plan. He has a great blueprint because, listen, he knows how to align himself with people you would never imagine, like Martha Stewart, which I don't like no Martha Stewart. I don't like Martha Stewart. And I ain't scared to say I don't like her little pasty white face. So anyway, I don't like her. So anyway, and my number's probably going to go down, so I should not have said that. But anyway, I don't like her. But listen. It's like this. You could not, now let me tie this together for you. You could not like a person because of whatever reason, right? But what Snoop Dogg did, he saw something in Martha Stewart as far as business. And he did what? He aligned himself with her because he saw a grand opportunity. Who knows? He probably didn't like her in the beginning either. He probably didn't even like her. But he saw an opportunity that would open many doors for him because what? She's into cooking. She's into culinary. She has different products in Walmart and different places like that, her Martha Stewart brand. It's all about branding. So what? When he aligned himself with Martha Stewart, it did something for him. Created his brand to go to a whole different level because he's aligned with Martha Stewart, for God's sakes. Listen. And she did what she did as far as when she went to jail and she came back and she did what? She still went right back where she was and just zoom went all the way up. Now listen, her and Snoop Dogg got a really nice on-air personality. See, listen, when you align yourself with someone and you look outside of the box, see, what he did was looked outside of the box of the person of who she is. Now, listen, she is serving him very well. Martha Stewart is serving his brand very, very well. And see, you have to be able to look past whatever it is you don't like about the person. You got to look past that and look to what they can do for your brand. And that is not being selfish. It is about business. At the end of the day, it's about the bottom dollar. Listen, and I'm not talking about being greedy. I'm talking about building your brand. Sometimes you have to align yourself with different individuals that will help your brand to go what? Go to a whole different level. And she gave him a lot of credibility, a lot of different areas. Now, listen, they work very well together. They have a certain camaraderie on air, you know, when they're doing their show. And so, and he likes to cook. You know, he has his cookbook from Crook to Cook. So they had a lot in common. She was a crook too. You know what I'm saying? She was a crook. So look, they had a lot in common. She likes to drink and get tipsy during the show, and so does he, because he never stops smoking and drinking or whatever. So listen, they had a lot in common. So they work very well together. They match very well together. And sometimes you do have to align yourself with somebody that's different than what you are. It appears. See, people look at how you look, and it has nothing to do with how you look. I want to make this point, too. I want to drive this home. It has nothing to do with how you look, right? If you keep looking at people, how they look physically, their physical characteristics of their face, or what if they're skinny, if they're fat, if you keep doing it, if you keep judging a person on how they look, your brand will never go anywhere. Your brand will always stay at the bottom on the foundation because it is a problem for you when you look at another person and you make judgment calls on how they look. It is not about how they look. It is about how they do business, how they present themselves in the boardroom. Can they explain themselves? Do they know what they want? Can they communicate? Now, listen, on the website, Adrienne F. Manson, there is a course, Millionaire Music, that talks about communication because when you're in the boardroom, you got to be able to explain yourself. You can't be fumbling around trying to find words and what to say. You hear what I'm saying? Listen, when you are used to going in the boardroom, you know how to communicate exactly what you are saying. You know how to be succinct. You know how to demand. You know what I'm saying? You know how to demand what you need, and you know how to speak for what your worth is. You got to be able to explain your worth. You got to make sure you get your money. You know what I'm saying? It is about being able to explain what you want in a succinct fashion so they can understand. Now, listen, when you're going in the boardroom, I guess we're having a crash course. I'm going to say this. When you go in the boardroom and you are negotiating a contract, you got to understand the people on the other side of the table, they're not coming from where you're coming from. Now, artists, see, this is the thing. There's a difference. when you are an independent artist and you come from whatever your roots are, maybe you came from a hard upcoming that was struggling, and maybe you didn't have enough money, and the people in the boardroom, most times, they did not have that same upcoming. And so and when you come into that boardroom and you sit down, they're going to look at you. You know what I'm saying? They're going to do it. They're going to look, especially if you are a person of color. They are going to look at you, and they are going to expect that you cannot explain what you want. I am telling you that's how it is. I am telling you there is a lot of, you know, racism when it comes to entertainment, when it comes to music, when it comes to working in entertainment industry. So listen, when you get in that boardroom, this is a crash course, all right? So y'all get your pencils and just write down what you need to write down. When you get in that boardroom, they are going to look at you, because most times they have been to Harvard, of course. They have been to Harvard. They have been to the best universities. They understand how to debate with you. And so you have to be able to succinctly put together and explain what you want. Of course, you're going to have your manager in there with you. Never, ever, ever, never, ever, ever. Now, listen, a lot of artists have made this mistake. Never, ever, ever go into a boardroom without you. You are important. Your brand is important. You represent you. Never, ever let your manager just represent you. No. Because you're talking about your money. You got to go in that boardroom with your manager to make sure he's representing you the way you want to be represented. All right, so now I got some more music from independent artists I call. And it's just like that. You know, I'm talking about boardrooms. But listen, a lot of artists can't think past their streams and their plays. So listen, you can't go on the boardroom talking about voice over contracts, talking about doing animation. It is so much more than just your music. Your music is the first door to open a lot of other opportunities, just like Snoop Dogg. And that's why I always talk about Snoop Dogg, because he's on screen. He's all over the place. You know what I'm saying? So, darlings, my darlings, my darlings, I say this to you in love. You got to look past your music. Somebody sent me some music today. I don't know what it was. It was not music. They sent me some music. They sent four different songs to listen to. And I'm like, what in God's name? You know, there's no singing. I don't know what it sounded like. Two trash cans clanging together, and that was it. That was it. I said, oh, God, we got to do something else with this. So listen, this is Stars, my independent artist I call. Y'all check this out.
I know what you need.
come back to be with me. We will travel all around the world if you let me free.
All right, that is the super band and talented independent artist, I Call. You know what? It's been a stone cold blast this afternoon. I get to come back and do it again later on. Listen, I'm pretty much out of time. This artist is talented, 23 years old, a French Moroccan R&B artist, singer, and songwriter. She also likes to dance. She's passionate about dancing. Listen, she got a really, really nice voice. She has nice vocals. Lyrics is really great. She's doing a good job. And I'm telling you, she's a superstar of tomorrow, baby. And she can have millionaire music. I'm telling you, she's got it going on very well, very well. She's off to a great start. She's off to a very, very great start. And she can have a very nice music career. Really, she really can. She has what it takes. She has the look. You know, she has the brand. Now, let me say this one, talk about looking. Look, you got to have an image. I think some people don't get that. You've got to have an image. If you're not able, listen, independent artists, now, I'm going to give you this one business point. If you are not able to create your image, there's a ton of image consulting. Now, that's one thing that I do very, very well is do image consulting. When it comes to your brand, you've got to put out the right image. A lot of people are sending across different images and pictures that really is not associated with what I would call a brand. So listen, when you start doing your music, you got to have a certain image in mind. When you think of artists, let's do it this way. When you think of Beyonce, she has a certain image, right? She has a certain image that is attached to her brand. So when Beyonce's name comes to mind, you already know the image comes in your mind. When you think of Rihanna, an image already comes in your mind. Michael Jackson, when you say Michael Jackson, there's an image that comes to your mind. That's what branding is. So listen, Michael Jackson, when you would think about him, now look, listen, take this point very seriously. When you think about Michael Jackson, what do you think about? What do you see? You always see the glove. That's his image. That was his thing. The glove, the socks, you know, the socks with the diamonds, whatever he had on there that was glittery, his shoes. There is a image. There's always something that's going to come to mind. He wore a lot of blazers with the sash across it. That is image. That is his brand. That is his image that he was portraying, right? That doesn't say that's not him, the person. That is the artist that you see in the public eye. That does not mean he's like that at home. Somebody asked me if I was schizophrenic. I'm like, I don't sit at home talking 50 miles per word. You know what I'm saying? We have a certain amount of time, so I'm going really quickly. And it's, are you schizophrenic? You got so many different voices you do. That is a on-air personality. That is branding. That is a image. When people think of the Fierce Female Network, they think of me being hilarious, in which I am always funny. Now, that I do. I'm always cracking jokes. So listen, when you have your music out there, you got to think of branding. And so I was talking about Michael Jackson. He always wore a type of a hat. You know, his moonwalk. That was his brand. That was his brand. When you think of Prince. Prince what? Purple. That was his brand. That was his brand. So now listen, you got to think about branding yourself. And so when people hear your name, your on-air or your stage name, they think of a certain brand that will quickly come to mind. When you think of Snoop Dogg, you know, what do you think about that? Well, his friend, you know, he's always smoking. I don't know what to say about that. But listen, there is an image that comes to mind repeatedly and consistently. When you think about Gladys Knight, even some of the old crooners, Gladys Knight, Aretha Franklin, what comes to mind? They had a certain sound. They had a certain look that they always, Tina Turner, for God's sake, I love Tina Turner. When you think of Tina Turner, what comes to mind? Honey, she had those legs that would never quit. She had those certain wigs that she always wore when she was performing. It is a, and that's branding. It is about brand. And, of course, they're not looking like that at all. They're just relaxing, and they're being themselves. So it is a brand. You got to be able to sell your brand. If your brand doesn't sell, you're not going to do well. You won't do well if you cannot deliver and sell your brand. All right? So that's about it. I got to get on up out of here. In the words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.